Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. So seductive. I take you to the candy shop. I let you lick the lollipop. Go ahead, girl. How do you want it? You gon' back that thing up or should I push up on it? Temperature rising, okay, let's go to the next level. Dance floor jam packed, hot as a tea kettle. I break it down for you now, baby, it's simple. If you be an info, I'll be an info. In a hotel or in the back of the rental, on the beach or in the park, it's whatever you into. Got the magic stick, I'm the love doctor. Hey, your friends teasing you about how I sprung, I got you. When you show me you can work it, baby, no problem, get on top and get to bounce around like a lowrider. I'm a seasoned vet when it comes to this shit. After you work up a sweat, you can play with the stick. I'm trying to explain, baby, the best way I can. I'm melting your mouth, girl, not in your hand.
I take you to the candy shop. I let you lick the lollipop. Go ahead, girl, don't you stop. Keep going till you hit the spot. Whoa.
I'm on top ride like you're the rodeo. You ain't never heard it sound like this before, cause I ain't never put it down like this. Soon as I come through the door, she get to pulling on my zipper. It's like it's a race who could get undressed quicker. Isn't it ironic how erotic it is to watch them thongs? Had me thinking about that ass after I'm gone. I touched the right spot at the right time. Lights on, a light source, she like it from behind. So seductive, you should see the way she whine. Her hips in slow-mo on the floor when we grind. As long as she ain't stopping, homie, I ain't stopping. Dripping wet with sweat, man, it's on and popping on my champagne campaign. Bottle after bottle is on, and we gon' sip to every bubble and every bottle is gone.
I take you to the candy shop. I let you lick the lollipop. Go ahead, girl, don't you stop. Keep going till you hit the spot. Whoa.
Your favorite host at Kenya TST on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat, Kenya Kardashian on Facebook, Kenya the Sweetest Thing in the search bar on YouTube. But today I am just super excited to be back on my throne. Happy belated Memorial Day. I hope you guys enjoyed the week off, but now I have everything you need to set this week off. It's the candy shop where real people are dealing with real issues and looking for realistic solutions, because you know that I got you. And I'm super excited because on top of it being a new music Monday, and trust me, I got a heap of new music for you. It is the 14th installment of my favorite series, the Brown Skin Empire series. And coming up a little bit later, we get to talk to CEO Miss Misha Amaya, also known as Miss Nurse Mimi. She has a lot to talk about, including her new book, how we already know about Miss Mimi, because she's the reason we know Keisha J, and so much more. Tell a friend to log in. Hit us up online, blogtalkradio.com/touchyourneighbor, or listen to the show on the go from wherever you are by simply calling 818-572-2935 to stay plugged into the candy shop. Now, like I said, it's New Music Monday, and I never fail. Every show is dedicated to someone, and today's show is dedicated to someone, each and every person that is getting over their situation and making things better. Here's the remix to I'm Better. It's Missy Elliott, Lil' Kim, Trina, and Eve right here live in the candy shop.
Yeah.
I'ma start it from the bottom. I'll show you how to flip a dollar. I got food in my dining room. I'm better, I'm better, I'm better. It's another day, another chance. I wake up, I wanna dance. So as long as I got my friends, I'm better, I'm better, I'm better.
You cannot beat me no never. Ain't got to explain why I'm better. Your man is a dog. He chased my kitty and he say my pussy is wet. And wet, wet, wet.
I got food in my diamond. Hey, better, I'm better. Another day, another chance. I wake up, I wanna dance. So as long as I got my friends, I'm better, better, better.
You cannot beat me no never. Ain't got to explain why I'm better. Your man is a dog. He chased my kitty and he say my pussy is wet. And me and Missy be high in them tops. Landing on 100 for yards. And Giuseppe Hill, in the door waving the phone like I am Big Papa. Better, better. By mom be the lover. My aunt is so icy. If I walk outside in the summertime, I just might change the weather. I'm done with the pencil, I bought a ring. I don't trust the pencil, I bought a ring. Just fur on me like I bought an ape. I'm killing them. Yellow tape.
I'm starting from the bottom. Show you how to flip a dollar. I got food in my dining room. I'm better, I'm better, I'm better. Another day, another chance. I wake up, I wanna dance. So as long as I got my friends, I'm better, better, better. I wake up, I wanna dance. I wake up, I wanna dance. I wake up, I wanna dance. Dance, dance, dance. I wake up, I wanna dance. I wake up, I wanna dance. I wake up, I wanna dance.
Get wetter than them, and fuck where you been. Get too much cheddar for him. I set the bar and them bitches only second trace. I put the pressure on them, still ain't turned into a diamond. I got the Midas, billionaire minded. Seats on reclining, I'm getting some head right in back of the pilot. Pushing the pilot, damn and I'm shining. All my bitches with me, 305 finest. Don't come around us if you ain't about commas. Commas, 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 commas. Show you how to hit a lick. Collect the profit, watch it flip.
He watching my body like he watch a scandal. But I'm just
never front how you spend.
I'ma start it from the bottom. I'll show you how to flip a dollar. I got food in my dining room. I'm better, I'm better, I'm better. It's another day, another chance. I wake up, I wanna dance. So as long as I got my friends, I'm better, I'm better, I'm better.
I've been the way, I'm so anti. Winning in life by a landslide. I know you see me, you see me. Your chick wanna be me, but she can never be me. Man, I'm too stuck in my way. Counting this money for days. Life is so good, it's so good, no worries. With all these farmers up in my driveway, I ain't got no time for no dumb shit. A lot of y'all be on some bum shit. First I got my D's up, then I got my pounds up. What you been talking, ain't enough. Marsha the beat of my own drum. Philly to London conundrum. I've been this way, baby, since the first day. But they keep asking where the fuck does she come from. I'm better.
Started from the bottom. Show you how to flip a dollar. I got food in my dining room. Better, I'm better. It's another day, another chance. I wake up, I wanna dance. So as long as I got my friends, I'm better, I'm better, I'm better.
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's Kenya, the sweetest thing, and welcome to
Kenya. This is Shaw Santiago. Shout out to y'all. Keep doing your thing.
What's up? It's your girl, Shekinah Joe. Tune in to The Candy Shop.
This is your girl, Ghostchek, cast member of WeTV's hit show, L.A. Hair. And you are listening to Candy Shop.
Girl Diamond, a.k.a. Miss 32 Slavers, and I'm kicking it with The Candy Shop Radio.
This big fruit of the Queen Diva, your best believer, and you're listening to The Candy Shop. Girl down, grab a bite of candy.
to New Music Monday here in the Candy Shop, and that was new music from Missy Elliott, Trina, Lil' Kim, and Eve, the I'm Better remix. You guys are hearing it here first. Tell a friend to log in because we got a jam-packed show for you. There's more new music, where that came from, and coming up a little bit later to kick off the 14th installment of the Brown Skinned Empire series. Coming up a little bit later, CEO Misha Amaya, also known as Nurse Mimi, is making her way into the Candy Shop for a candid conversation about everything she has popping off. You definitely don't want to miss it. Hit us up online at blogtalkradio.com/touchyourneighbor or listen to the show on the go by simply calling 818-572-2935. To stay plugged into all the fun. Now, I don't know how your weekend was. Mine was amazing. I had a really, really, really good Memorial Day. Life is really good, but you know, in the Candy Shop, when things get rough, we have a way to make things better, and we call it our waiting to exhale moment. Now, it's very simple and very easy. The only thing you do is breathe in for 4 seconds, hold it for 5 seconds, and then exhale for 6 seconds. It's a breathing technique that I use on a regular basis, and as a matter of fact, I had to do it before the start of this show just so I could be prepared for the turn up. There's no longer a need to wait to exhale. Let's go ahead and do it. Don't worry about the counting. I got it. Just let it go. So breathe in, 4, 3, 2, 1, hold it, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Now exhale, 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 exhale. Now repeat those steps about 2 or 3 more times, and I'm promising you, whatever had you frustrated will slowly begin to lose its power. But it's only fair and it's only right that you guys have had the chance to vent, that I get the opportunity to do the same.
You know, me and the voices in my head, we have a lot of things that we always talk about. And some of the things that we talk about, you know, it's like we talk about good weeds, we talk about music, we talk about a lot of different things, we talk about men, we just spend a lot of time, you know what I'm saying? And the voices in my head, they're like my best friends.
I definitely miss you guys. I definitely miss hanging out here in the Candy Shop. It's my safe place, but of course, y'all got Memorial Day off, so did the Queen. I was chilling, had a really, really good time. Just getting things back in position. In formation, we're getting ready to march upon 5 years here in the Candy Shop. And I was sitting up talking to a friend of mine who's sitting live in the Candy Shop as well. And I just can't believe that we're walking up on 5 years like this. So as I give myself a pat on the back, in real life, you have to look around and see how things are working out. And, of course, I mean, it probably knocked the wind out of my chest at the top of the year, losing my brother. But as I'm looking at how things are turning in my life, how things are continuing to work themselves out, and how no matter how painful it is, you can still find some good in it, the more and more I realize those variables, it really starts to make sense that, oh yeah, God has his hands on me. Yeah, this is not in vain. It's not a mistake. It's not a coincidence. Like, all of this stuff really adds up to something. So it pushes me to get on point with my purpose and realizing what I'm here for, so that not only does it add up in my mind, but it adds up in my life in the direction that I'm going. I don't know about you, but every now and then you got to sit back and ask yourself, what direction am I going in? Is it because of stuff that I want, or is it for my purpose? Maybe I'm just tripping, but these are the voices in my head. This is my favorite part of the show, where we get to be inspirational before we turn up, and the turn up is always real here in the Candy Shop. I love this part because I get to play an inspirational record. Definitely tell a friend to tell a friend to log in. Coming up a little bit later, CEO Misha Amaya is making her way into the Candy Shop. Nurse Mimi is stopping by with a lot to chat about it. You don't want to miss it. Of course, it's New Music Monday, so there's a lot of new music coming up. This next record has been blessing me for the past 2 weeks, and I hope that it does the same for you. I think Lettucey may be talking about a man in this record, but I'm talking about Jesus. It's called High, right here live in the Candy Shop by Lettucey.
Be back again. Yeah. I've been thinking about time. I've been thinking about space. I know I might sound crazy, but I'm trying to get down in a real good space. I just wanna be safe. I just wanna feel good every morning, every single damn morning that I wake.
I've been looking for a place where the sun shines all the time. Good luck in my soul's what I crave. I ain't worried about the hay. Last year was a good year for your girl. I've been keeping up with the pace. Don't be coming with the bull. Had a good year, now it's time to see my face. Yeah. Ain't worried about the face. Kinda over all the hard times I've been through.
Love brought me to,
and I finally feel loose. My heart I choose. My heart been broke down in the dirt, and I finally see through.
Red hands feel focused, and I'm done being broken.
Talk about the real love. You're the only thing that give me up.
I'm high,
I've been so far up that I could fly.
Watch me fly,
keep me high in your blue sky. It's about damn time. I just wanna be high. Ooh, you're making me high. I'm feeling real good. Cause your love been deep down working in my soul.
I ain't never felt this damn hole.
Politics, they kill me.
Yep.
But your love can heal me. Cause your love feels good when I'm down. You can pick me up. I ain't never in the dust. Got me falling deep down in your love. Oh, and we ain't never got a rush. Kind of over all the hard times I've been through.
Love brought me to,
and I finally feel loose.
Broke down in the dirt, and I finally see blue. Raise hands, feel blessed. I ain't worried about the stress.
So I'm talking about love, real love. You're the only thing that get me off of my head. Got me so far up that I could fly.
Watch me fly.
Oh, keep me high in your blue sky.
Watch me fly.
I just wanna be high.
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's Kenya, the sweetest thing, and welcome to
the Candy Shop. And it's your boy Jay Wright, live and direct in the Candy Shop.
It's your boy Bobby V. You already know we're kicking it on the Candy Shop. Keep it locked. Let's go.
This is your girl Maya, and you are now tuned into the Candy Shop. Keep it right here.
Just wrapped up the voices in my head, and always remember that God has you in mind, regardless what it looks like. It may not seem right now, but just keep riding. It's going to make sense in the long run. I hope you guys are enjoying your week, no matter what's going on around you. I hope you guys are enjoying the Candy Shop. I'm super blessed when I get the opportunity to hang out with you guys, so I hope it's super fun for you. We're kicking off the 14th installment of the Brown Skinned Empire series, and coming up a little bit later, CEO Misha Amaya, also known as Nurse Mimi, is stopping by the Candy Shop to talk about her businesses, her brunch, and her book. So definitely make sure you stay plugged in. 818-572-2935, and I'm telling myself, write that down. That was cute. That was real cute. Definitely make sure you stay plugged in. It's New Music Monday. I am so excited because I've been sitting on a secret that I'm going to keep on sending out till I finish Samosa, and
it just feels so good to know that it's in progress. So stay plugged into that. I appreciate your patience. Stay plugged into the Candy Shop on Facebook by simply logging on to facebook.com/KenyaCandyShop. From there, you can see what's new, what's old, what's coming out, and so much more. And definitely make sure you tell a friend to tell a friend to log into the Candy Shop each and every Monday. I want to send a special shout out to a close friend of mine, Carmichael. This week marks his anniversary of his death. So from the Candy Shop to Carmichael, also known as Miss Lanaya Star Kardashian, I love you so much. I miss you so much. So good to know you in this lifetime. And thank you, my friend. Thank you. I'm super excited to be hanging out here in the Candy Shop. Tell a friend to log in. Hit us up online. I promise you it's a new Music Monday. The show is super turned up. Coming up very, very soon, Miss Misha Amia. Maya is making her way into the Candy Shop. Nurse Mimi is stopping by to talk about her business book and brunch coming up very, very soon. And so much more. She was recently honored, and you're going to learn why. Hit us up, 818-572-2935 or blogtalkradio.com/touchyourneighbor. It's a new Music Monday. After this rundown of music, the next voice you'll be hearing is the lovely Miss Nurse Mimi. And we're not talking about lovely Mimi from Love and Hip Hop. You'll find out in just a second. It's New Music Monday. Here's new music from, is it Vaz? Love Galore? Travis Scott? It's a hot dog. I think it's like a Vaz. Well, see. What is it?
Fun. Don't take it personally, I'm surprised you call me after the things I said. Skirt, skirt, all niggas, skirt up, all niggas, skirt down, you acting like me, acting like we was it more than a summer fling. I said farewell, you took it well, promise I won't cry over spilled milk.
Love, 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 love.
what you put it down. All up in your city looking for you, searching for you like us. Only thing keeping me from dropping you right now, right now.
I worked my whole life for this one. Another one.
DJ
Khaled. Yeah. Better make a smile when you see that bitch pull up. Money don't make me happy, and a fella can't make me fancy. We smiling for a whole nother reason. It's all smiles through all four seasons.
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's Kenya, the sweetest thing, and welcome to
Candy Shop. This is Shaw Santiago. Shout out to y'all. Keep doing your thing.
What's up? It's your girl, Shekinah Joe. Tune in to the Candy Shop.
This is your girl, Ghostcheck, cast member of WeTV's hit show, L.A. Hair. And you are listening to Candy Shop.
Girl Diamond, a.k.a. Miss 32 Slavers, and I'm kicking it with the Candy Shop Radio.
This big fruit of the Queen Diva, your best of believer, and you're listening to the Candy Shop. Girl down, grab a bite of candy.
Happy Monday. It's a new music Monday, as well as the 14th installment of our Brown Skin Empire series, and I'm super excited to welcome in a different capacity a young lady who definitely doesn't need an introduction, but granted the fact that this is almost like her home, first and foremost, I want to welcome the young lady who has not only contributed to the Candy Shop, but she introduced us to the beautiful Keisha J. But now she's here representing herself, and today we are going to discuss her business, her brunch, and her book. Miss Misha Maya, you're live in the Candy Shop. How you doing, Queen?
I am doing awesome. I am so excited to be here. Thank you guys for having me. It is such an awesome experience to just be able to connect again with my Atlanta family. It's been a couple of years, oh my God, and I'm just glad to be here and in the present.
That is so amazing. Before we go any further, I just want to thank you in advance for sharing all that you're going to share. I mean, we got a lot to discuss.
Yes, ma'am.
And the crazy, and I won't even say crazy, the blessed part about it is not only that's why I made it my point to say this isn't the first go around. In this capacity, it may be, but you're no stranger to the Candy Shop. You've been working in the PR world for so long, and not only have you been working in the PR world, you're making the PR world work for you this go around because you're promoting your brunch, your business, your book. It's a lot going on with you. Where are you right now in your mind when you're taking when you're doing your thing and you're just trying to, and now you flipped it over?
So in my mind, I am really like, I don't know. I'm like, it's a humbling feeling, and I'm almost speechless, and I'm tickled at the same time because I keep telling people none of this is my doings, you know, and I just feel like my spirit inside is so full because I already know God is pushing me to higher capacities. You know, when I started being a publicist 5 years ago, I had no idea he was going to make me be in front, you know? Like, I enjoy putting the spotlight on other people. But God kept telling me, no, you got something you need to do, you know? So I had to really be obedient, and it's definitely not by choice. I just love to celebrate other people, but God told me, no, I have to put myself out here because I have a purpose, too. You know what I mean? So that's what it turned into. And I am just so, like, full and just tickled at what God is doing to me because I had no idea. This is not truly not my doing, you guys. If it was up to me, I would still be focused on working with my clients, being full-time publicists, and, you know, just celebrating other people because that's what I love. And here I am, though. Here I am.
And speaking of what you're doing is obviously impactful, amazing, needed, resourceful, because you were just recently honored at the Cancer is a Beast Gala, and people, how does it make you feel when people recognize what you do? It's not so much recognize the day-to-day, what all it took, but just recognize the impact you're making. How does that make you feel?
It makes me feel purposeful, you know. It makes me feel purposeful because what I do is not even for the applause, you know. So when you realize somebody is going to recognize you, you know it's with purpose, especially if your intentions were lined up the right way in the first place. You know, if you're doing things with intention and a full heart, you should feel very prideful. You know, this is purpose.
If you guys are just tuning in, I am Nurse Mimi is live in the Candy Shop. She has a lot going on. We have a lot to discuss here in the Candy Shop. Tell a friend to log in 818-572-2935 or hit us up online at blogtalkradio.com/touchyourneighbor. Chicks with checks. Now, I'm trying to make sure that I always stay in that category, but that is your latest endeavorment to push empowerment into this community. Chicks with checks, what is it from the owner's point of view?
From my point of view, chicks with checks are passionate sisters, women who are passionate to innovate their dreams. And that's why we call it paid chicks. I call all my chicks with checks paid chicks because paid represents passionate about innovating dreams. And when I started this women's network, like I said, God was telling me I need to come from that PR lane and I need to go more into empowerment. So when I started it, my goal was to help everyone who's working, these working women who are stuck at these jobs, miserable, come up out of their misery, you know. And I wanted women to be able to focus on their passion. A lot of us working women, you know, and especially me because I'm a nurse, so that's why I was so driven that God was tapping me because I'm so much more than a nurse. He wants to use me as an example, you know. I'm an entrepreneur, an author, a publicist, a nurse, you know. So God wanted to tap me to say, I need you to be the voice to everyone who is, you know, stuck in this 9-to-5, whether it's a teacher, a nurse, a shooter, it could be a doctor, a lawyer. Let them know that there is ways to follow your passion in entrepreneurship. There is ways, you know. So I had to be the voice, and that's how Chicks with Checks started.
And thank you for accepting the calling. Now, when we live in the world where TV is popping, reality TV is popping, and we can be watching our favorite show, and at the beginning of the At the beginning of the season, they saying women empowerment. By the end of the season, they fighting.
How does that make
it difficult for you to get out here and tell the women, okay, we can't actually empower each other, and if it get difficult, we don't have to fight? How does, like, battling with reality TV and what people actually think is like,
Reality TV really makes it bad. And you know what the problem is with reality TV? They have made it such a competition, you know. And I feel like that is the major issue for women's empowerment. It should not be displayed as a competition. It should be a unified race. We should be all in it together. But they don't let it stay there. Of course, you know, they want the ratings. They want the drama, you know. And nothing's going to be peachy clean and perfect. You can believe we all, you know, agree to disagree at times. And, you know, and we may not, you know, work well with everyone. That's not the whole point of women's empowerment. But it is to say, take that other sister by the hand who you do work well with, who you do mesh well with, who does support you, who you can support back, and rock with her, you know, and know how to avoid the drama. Because everything is not for you. And everybody ain't for you. That don't mean you make a big scene. And that's the problem with reality TV.
So true, evangelist.
Reality TV
shit.
Don't know how to stay in their lane, you know?
It has become the norm almost. Like, get up, get into it with somebody, you got to throw a drink, storm out, say something like your mama that can you. Like, it just goes.
You be waiting for the drink. Right, you waiting for the drink, you waiting for the wig to get pulled off. You know, it's so many things that we can anticipate when we watch it because it's such a norm. Like you said, it's become the norm of what you see on reality TV for women, and it shouldn't be. It really don't have to be like that, and it's unfortunate. It's unfortunate that it has turned into that battle and that cat fight. It don't. And it makes it challenging. It makes it challenging for Chicks with Checks and what I do. Even in the real world, you know, on social media, it's such a competition. You post one thing, somebody going to come 3 minutes later to post the next thing. And, you know, like, it's just silly the way women are as a whole, but yet they'll all say, oh, I'm all for women's empowerment. You really can't be.
Come
it takes
now.
A different walk. It takes
come
a different
now.
Walk. It really does. A
if
total different walk. And everybody ain't about that life.
At all. Nurse Mimi is live in the Candy Shop. Hit us up online, blogtalkradio.com/touchyourneighbor. Listen to the show on the go, 818-572-2935 to stay plugged in. Now, we have so much to discuss. That's what makes it so amazing and awesome about you. And speaking of the business, because you're telling people, okay, I'm a PR individual. I'm in the PR game.
Yep.
This is my lane. This is what I
yep.
do. Then you get them with Chicks with Checks. Then you hit them with the bedside boss that we got to get into.
Boss.
But hold on. Then you hit them with the Essence Festival brunch that's coming up real soon. Then they kind of get to a point where people try to say, wait a minute, girl, what do you do? Like, or do they try
you're
to box
you
much. In? Or,
you're doing too much. They definitely want to box you in, you know. It definitely turns into that, girl, you doing too much. But truthfully, that's the whole point of me starting Chicks with Checks, to show women that you can do too much. You should do too much, you know, because if you don't do too much, you're not doing enough. And that's what I like really want them to think about. You should be doing too much. And if you're not doing too much, you're not doing enough. You know, you gotta tap into all your purposes, all your passions. You know, every God-given talent and gift he gave you, you should be using it. That's how I'm operating. And that's the message that I'm pushing to women who are following the Chicks with Checks movement, who is coming to our brunches, who are showing up at my webinars and all the productions that I put on. I'm letting them know that you don't have to stay in one box. You really don't.
That's what I'm talking
more
about.
And more importantly, how are you going to cash that coin? Please tell me, how are you going to be a chick with checks if all you're waiting on is one check? How is it possible?
Come on,
you
ma'am.
Know, streams of income is so important if you are going to become a woman of wealth. You can't wait on one check. You just can't. So you have to use all your talents and your passion. You have to.
I'm loving this conversation. I am taking notes. I hope that you guys are. The bedside boss. Oh, my gosh. I love the entire concept, the image, the work. What was that conversation with yourself when you said, okay, not only do I got to brand my clients, but now I got to brand
right.
this vision that I got inside of me. What was that conversation you had to have with you for us to get the bedside boss?
It was a slap in the face, like I said. I've been laughing at myself. All of this stuff is just like, really, God? Like, you know, I've been having that moment like, you want me to do what? Like, are you serious? So that moment was definitely a slap in the face because, like I said, I've been pushing clients to the front. I've been pushing clients' stories and, you know, their books and their missions and their purpose when all along God was telling me, no, you have your own story. And so that was the slap in the face. Definitely, I went to an author workshop because Chicks with Checks was the sponsor. And sitting in there, I didn't think I was going to get anything out of this event. I was just like, I just sponsored, so I wanted to make sure I was there to network. But I was like, oh, I'm never writing a book. I hate writing. By the time this workshop got finished, I realized that there was a purpose in my story, my very own personal journey, and it needed to be told. So that's when I started writing a book, and I went home, and I remember telling my boyfriend, I was like, I'm going to write a book. And he was like, I've been writing a book for years. Everybody say that. You ain't going to, you know, like, it was one of them, like, that'll be years from now. Meanwhile, a year later, I was finished
Come
my
on.
Book. Right now, my book is in the final stages of formatting and being printed. So, you know, you just got to, when God tell you to go, you got to go. You got to go. You got to move on it. So I just moved on it, and here I am a year later with a finished book.
Now, you really are balancing a lot. You just doing a love life because I was just thinking, how is a child living with, dealing with a man on top of all this stuff that you're doing because you're also still a registered nurse. How do you balance
yes,
it
I'm
all?
Yes, I'm still a nurse.
I know that's one
now,
of the
here's
key
the thing. It's a secret to that. It's a secret to that. You said, you know, it's one of the key to me, like being who I am. But the secret for me mainly was that the nursing piece, because that is a heavy load. I'm a independent, like contract nurse, so I don't work all the time. I deliver babies, and I love delivering babies, by the way. But I only work that job about 7 months out of the year, maybe six. Like I'm like half the year I'm a nurse, and I break it up. So like I just work maybe like a month ago as a nurse. That's the last time I worked. I've been off for a whole month. So I don't have to do that consistently. So, you know, it's about knowing how to balance your life. And a lot of people, especially in that type of medical load, that's a heavy job, they wouldn't even understand that you have the option to work when you want. You know, I run that like I do my business, which is really how I name my book, The Bedside Boss, because I'm a nurse when I want to. I manage my own work lifestyle as a nurse, my own checks as a nurse. Like, everything is bossy on that side, too. And I actually teach nurses how to be a boss as a registered nurse.
you don't have to work for a hospital.
That's what I'm talking about. And in the midst of it all, you're teaching women self-empowerment, self-love, self-awareness. Mm-hmm. And in the end of the day, you show people so much about yourself. You reveal so much about yourself. You give so much of yourself. What is the big goal for you? What is the ultimate goal? What do you want to walk away from it all and say, ta-da, I did?
The ultimate goal for me is to change somebody else's life. You know, any act that I make is really not for me. You know, it may be about me, but it's not for me. You know, and that's why I laugh at everything I'm doing, because things that I'm doing, it ain't things that I necessarily want to do. It's a lot of days that I just want to throw in the towel and say, you know, forget it. But it's not for me. So I can't do that. And, you know, when really you know what you're doing for you, it would be so selfish of me to say, just forget it. I'm done with this. So I really want to help change somebody else's life. That's why I'm doing it.
Thank you. Thank you for accepting that call. If you guys are just tuning in, Nurse Mimi is here live in the Candy Shop. Hit us up online, blogtalkradio.com/touchyourneighbor. Or listen to the show on the go by simply calling 818-572-2935. Oh, my gosh, you're carrying a lot of weight, and you seem to make it look effortless. And another major component in regards to your business is your image as well. How important is it to stress to individuals how serious they should take themselves? I think people really forget that if you don't take yourself serious, no one will take you serious as well. How important is it to enforce and encourage a person's image or appearance when you're just trying to present a business or something that you want people to take serious?
Oh, wow. This is awesome, because this goes into my, you know, branding hat. So I'm also a branding strategist, and what I do with Cheeks for Checks is I help them create dope brands. And a part of being a dope brand and having an amazing reputation is what people say about you when you're not around, right? So the only way they're going to base an opinion on you when you're not around is your image. You're absolutely right. So your image has to be on A1, you know, and that image is more than your logo. You know, it's more than the photo shoot you took last week. You know, it's the tone in your conversation that you have with people. It's the tone in them Facebook statuses people want to post when you want to get mad at your boyfriend, throw all your drama out there one day. Then the next day you want to tell them, you know, buy my shirt. People come out, look at you like, really, am I going to buy your shirt? You really need to fix that issue you had yesterday with your man when you got on here and spilled the tea. You know, so it's so important, and I tell that to all my chicks with checks. You know, your reputation is the only lasting impression of you. So if you're going to operate a business, you got to be A1. It's totally all or nothing. And that's why I say a lot of days, you know, I want to throw in the towel, too. I just want to be able to, you know, post up, turned up, twerking, you know, party and have a good time. But that's not the image that works in business. You know, that's not the image where people are going to take you seriously. You know, I always tell people, too, though, don't be too serious now. You also want to show that you're human. You want to show that you're human. You don't want that robot image, that image where it looks so unified and perfect. You know, like, that's not realistic. You know, some days we know you've got to be at least having a glass of wine. Be honest. You know, some people want that image so strict. Like, some days I'm sitting in the VIP at the club, and I may post it. Yes, I am. You know,
that's it.
You got to paint that image, like you said. Now, you don't need to post a picture of you twerking bent over or nothing. Like, no, you know, you got to know the lane of what you share. You share enough, but you don't go past that lane. It's a thin line of what you share in your image as a business owner. And especially when it comes to the dating side, too. You know, if you don't feel like you and this guy is 100%, don't be sharing him. You know, don't even put him out there in your business lane, because then it starts getting personal and your consumers are already, you know, plotting on your relationship. Let's see where this is going. You know, you don't have to put that out there.
I love this. And I say evangelist Misha, honey, is in here preaching the gospel. Lacey, you tell a friend and tell a friend to log in. But honestly, it's because you have a lot coming up really, really soon. You got
brunches
and and speaking engagements coming up very soon. You are all over the place. The brunch.
I am everywhere.
The,
the brunch is Essence Festival. Ooh. Yes, Nurse Power Brunch. Man, oh, man. So what happened with this whole shebang is, you know, Essence is popping. Essence is a big deal. It's a big weekend. Chicks with Checks is a national brand. And I try to touch thing major that I can, every major city or major event. I try to do something there. So I had a business partner reach out to me who is also a nurse entrepreneur. And she was like, you know, let's partner up for a brunch in New Orleans. And I was like, you know, that's dope. I'm down for it. You know, that's my goal. I want to hit everything big. Meanwhile, we came up with Nurse Power Brunch. Nurse Power Brunch was the name because we're nurse entrepreneurs presenting it, but it's not for nurses. It's not, you know, a thing where only nurses can come, because this brunch is going to talk about helping you tap into your power, whatever power you may have, where I may have this nurse power, you may have this, you know, business power, or this, you know, author power, this accountant power, whatever it is that you are, you have power. And that's what this brunch will emphasize. We're both authors, so we're going to help people who want to become an author, giving you those tips to writing your first book. We're going to talk about passions and profits, you know, the strategies of how you can turn a 9-to-5 job into an entrepreneur route, what you can do or take from your 9-to-5 job that can make you successful in business. We're also going to talk about online branding, like you said, your image. How do you build a strong reputation as a brand? How do you do it? So this brunch is going to be powerful for entrepreneurs and powerful for inspiring entrepreneurs.
Yes, I love it. I love it. I love it. From scrubs to six figures, we've been chilling in this candy shop with Nurse Mimi. I love everything about you. Before you get out of here, I definitely want to make sure that you tell everybody how to support your business, your brunch, and your book. I just love that. I feel like that just sounds so dope. I just want to speak in regards to how you stay on the go, you stay on the move. And I believe that position is everything. Was there ever a time in your life where you had to decide where you either had to stay or go, and you made your decision, and because of that decision, you are where you are right now?
Oh, yes. There was a time. Actually, when I stayed in Atlanta, that was definitely the time because, like I said, I do independent nursing, so I could have very well left. But it was optimal to my entrepreneur journey that I stayed here, you know, that I stayed here and built my brand, built my network, and dedicated. The 2 years that I stay here to Atlanta has put me where I am today.
See, I absolutely love it. Before you get out of here, let the people know how they can support Chicks with Checks, how they can be a part of the Nurse Power Brunch, and how they can go ahead and pre-order their bedside ball.
Yes. All right. So here's the thing. You can pretty much do everything through Chicks with Checks website. And Chicks with Checks website is www.chickswithchecks.net. Checks is spelled CHEQUES.net. If you go on there, you can actually support the movement. Come to the Power Brunch. You can get our Empower Tees, where I make these really cute, sassy T-shirts with all these powerful quotes on them. You can also pre-order the book from that website. You can find us on Instagram. Please follow our Instagram. It's at Chicks with Check. We're also on Facebook, same name. And we have an empowerment group on Facebook called Chicks with Checks. Join our group. We do a lot of inside scoop on branding, and I help these women have awesome products and services for their business in that group. So please come to that group. And I think that's it. That's pretty much it. Yeah, that's definitely how you find us. Oh, if you want tickets for the brunch, it's on Eventbrite, Nurse Power Brunch. If you want to be a sponsor, if you have an event product or service you would love to put in the face of, you know, healthcare professionals and entrepreneurs, please, by all means, you can register as a sponsor on Eventbrite as well. Just check it out on Eventbrite, Nurse Power Brunch, Essence Weekend Edition.
I absolutely adore you, and I just simply want to say congratulations in advance on all the amazing things that are going to happen for you.
Yes, thank you so much. Thank you so much. It's been so real to sit and chat it, chop it up with y'all. I've really enjoyed this. Nice interview. Thank you so much.
Me too, and I appreciate you for rocking out and being patient with the candy shop. You are already family, so whatever you need from us, consider it done. I definitely want you to enjoy the rest of your Monday, definitely enjoy the rest of your week, and definitely stay connected. Each one teach one.
Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely.
I love you so much. Stay amazing, Queen, and definitely thank you for holding us down.
You're welcome. Love you, too. I'll talk to y'all soon.
Have a good one. You guys, make sure you do absolutely everything in your power to support Nurse Mimi. Make sure you get the Best Dying Boss. Make sure you get your tickets for the Nurse Power Brunch, and make sure you support, donate, or recommend your sister for Chicks with Checks. Support the Queen. It's all about support. It's all about support. It's the Brown Skin Empire Series, and this is the 14th installment, and shout-out to the beautiful and talented CEO, Miss Misha Amaya, for hanging out with us today here in the Candy Shop. What an amazing show it has been. It's New Music Monday, so it's only right that I end with more new music. You guys definitely follow me all over social media, at Kenya TSC on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat, Kenya Kardashian on Facebook, Kenya the Sweetest Thing on YouTube, and check us out next Monday right here live in the Candy Shop on blogtalkradio.com/setyourneighbor. I love you guys dearly. It's only right that we turn up. And since we're talking about Chicks with Checks, Gotti and Nicki got a new record. I feel it's a tad bit necessary. He is waking up right here live in the Candy Shop.
Oh, this strip club rap, so nigga, what's up?
Young Money. Young Money.
Yeah. Me and Mike Will pull the AOD back to back. AMG 63. I tell all my hoes, rake it up, break it down, bag it up, fuck it up, fuck it up,
fuck it up, fuck it up,
bag it up, bag it up,
bag it up, bag it up,
rake it up,
rake it up, rake it up,
bag it up, bag it up,
bag it up, bag it up.
I tell all my hoes, rake it up,
break it down,
break it down,
bag it up,
bag it up, bag it up,
fuck it up, fuck it up,
fuck it up,
fuck it up,
fuck it up,
fuck it up.
Fuck it up, fuck it up,
fuck it up.
Rake it up, rake it up,
rake it up.
I made love to a stripper. First I had to tip her 20,000 ones. She said, I'm that nigga. I said, I'm that nigga, bitch, I already know it. I come with bad weather. They say I'm a storm. BBS is in my chum, that's a Rockefeller chain. I was sending bricks to Harlem back when Jay was still with Dame. I'm in for leave child. I got a protect on.
Okay.
Got a stripper with me, she picked up the check home. She gon' fuck it up, fuck it up,
fuck it up.
She don't need makeup,
makeup.
She gon' rake it up,
rake it up,
rake it up.
Tell the nigga pay up,
pay up. She said, pay for the pussy, pay for the pussy.
Hey,
wait for the pussy, wait for the pussy.
Wait.
Ask God to forgive me.
Why?
Cause I pray for the pussy, pray for the pussy.
I tell all my hoes, rake it up, break it down,
bag it up.
Fuck it up, fuck it up,
fuck it up, fuck it up.
Bag it up,
bag it up,
bag it up, bag it up.
Rake it up,
rake it up, rake it up,
rake it up. Bag it up,
bag it up, bag it up,
bag it up. I tell all my
hoes,
what?
Rake it up,
break it down,
break it down.
Bag it up,
bag it up, bag it up.
Fuck it up, fuck it up,
fuck it up,
fuck it up,
fuck it up,
fuck it up.
Fuck it up, fuck it up,
fuck it up.
Rake it up,
rake it up,
rake it up.
Brought out the pink Lamborghini just to race with China. What the race to China? Just a race in China. Little bad Trini bitch, but she mixed with China. Real thick vagina, smuggle bricks to China. I tell all my niggas, cut the check,
cut the check.
Bust it out, turn your goofy doll. Pow, I'ma do splits on it, yeah, splits on it. I'm a bad bitch, I'ma throw fits on it.
I'ma bust it open,
I'ma go stupid and be a fits on it. I don't date honey, cookie on tsunami. All my niggas like me once they get that good punani. I think he need the bunny, I might just let them find me. Never trust a big butt and a smile worth the Ronnie. Rep queens like Supreme, ass Webb and Nicki. Ass in me and Joe, nigga run me my dough. This game is freezing like it wait in the cow. Nickname is Nicki, but my name ain't a cow.
I tell all my hoes, rake it up, break it down, bag it up. Fuck it up,
fuck it up,
fuck it up, fuck it up.
Bag it up,
bag it up,
bag it up, bag it up.
Rake it up,
rake it up, rake it up,
rake it up. Bag it up,
bag it up,
bag it up,
bag it up.
I tell all my hoes,
what?
Rake it up,
break it,
break it down,
break it down.
Bag it up,
bag it up,
bag it up.
Fuck it up,
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 fuck it up.
Fuck it up,
fuck it up,
fuck it up.
Rake it up,
rake it up,
rake it up.
Well, I'm the dope boy, the one they talking about. All these gossiping ass niggas got my name in their mouth. I know the bad bitches, but no niggas who bitches too. They should bleed once a month. Cause deal with these bitches, do you a
bitch?
And your bitch should expose you. All that pillow talking, nigga, deal with the hoes, do you a
bitch?
Word to my nigga. niggas short. We won't never write no statement. We ain't showing up in court. We don't do no gossiping. We don't do no arguing. We don't beef on social sites. We just hit our target. We don't do no rumors.
Rumors.
We don't pay no shooters. You a little bitty bitty bitch. You should work at Hooters.
Yo.
You a old hater. You a fucking cougar. You a and y'all like twin sisters. Respect your hustle. Get your money, baby. Win with us. Your boyfriend acting like a then why you still with us? I tell all my hoes, break it up, break it down, bag it up. Fuck it up, fuck it up,
fuck it up, fuck it up.
Bag it up, bag it up,
bag it up, bag it up.
Rake it up, rake it up,
rake it up, rake it up.
Bag it up, bag it up,
bag it up, bag it up.
I tell all my hoes,
what?
Rake it up,
break it down,
break it down.
Bag it up,
bag it up,
bag it up.
Fuck it up, fuck it up,
fuck it up,
fuck it up,
fuck it up,
fuck it up.